Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, crowd. Anyway, so good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bouncing Off the Walls on 91.3 WHJE. And I'm your host, Ethan Wakeman. And it's going to be a pretty awesome show tonight. I'm going to start off with my Monday Night Football preview, which is going to be great. And then instead of just talking about the NFL like I usually do, the MLB playoffs are starting. So, and we got two tiebreaker games today. One already was finalized, and one's happening right now. I'll update you on that. I'll do my facts, and then I'll do my holidays, and also I want to talk about really cringy inspirational quotes today as well. Oh, it's going to be a fun show tonight, isn't it? All right. And so the time right now is 6:30 to be exact. It's about almost 6:31. It's about 81 degrees outside in Carmel, Indiana. So, and wherever you're listening, and I just hope you just sit back and enjoy the show tonight, because it's going to be a great one. So we're going to start tonight with my Monday Night Football preview right after the Cars on... You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Which, and a lot of this stuff with cheese in it. All right. Okay, so that's for that fact. The next fact may be shocking, okay? We've all believed this as a little... We've been told this many times by... Since we were little children, okay? Little children. So now... But this fact proves... That is a total lie. We've been lied to, everybody. We've been lied to. So, we've been told about mice, right? Mice are really cute, but kind of gross at the same time. But they look cute, so the cuteness kind of eliminates the grossness. That's a joke. I mean, but we have been told that mice love cheese, right? That is actually false. Mice don't like cheese. But given the choice, they prefer sweets and carbs. But that's not surprising either. Because they really don't. But they will eat cheese if it's the only thing around. As most animals would. So, but because we would too, right? If there's something we don't like, but if it's the only thing around, we eat it, right? If tomatoes were the only thing around, I'd probably eat it if I was hungry. This Chiefs offense, it's just unbelievable. Like, I was watching them week two, and they destroyed the Steelers. They destroyed their defense. They didn't really destroy them on their offense. They allowed 37 points against the Steelers. But yeah, this Chiefs offense is amazing. So now we're going to move on to the Denver Broncos. So they're 2-1, and they're coming off of a loss to the Ravens. From a loss to the Ravens last week. And so, both these teams are good teams. Of course, we got 3-0 against 2-1. So the keys to winning for both sides. So we're going to start off with the Chiefs again. So the keys for the Chiefs tonight, this guy keep the ball moving down the field like they usually do. This guy, because that quarterback, their quarterback, Pat Mahomes, he's just unbelievable. He's almost throwing for 1,000 yards this season and 13 touchdowns. He threw 6 against the Steelers. Yes, you heard that right. He threw 6 touchdown passes against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm talking about the Chiefs right now. So Pat Mahomes needs to keep throwing the ball like he usually does, keep throwing touchdowns, and Kareem Hunt needs to have a good running game, which he hasn't been, but mostly the Chiefs are a passing team. So I honestly think the Chiefs